Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
To God be the glory, great things He has done. And this is the day our God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible said they lifted up their eyes unto God, and they were illumined, they were brightened, and their faces were never put to shame. Our God is light. He's our light and our salvation. And when we lift up our eyes unto God, unto Him who alone is our brightness, we are illumined. The shadows of life, the shadows of this world are dispelled when we look up to Him who alone is light. Praise be to God. And I believe today as we look into His Word, the Bible says, the entrance of His Word bringeth light. And it brings understanding to the simple. As we gaze on His Word today with our whole heart, as we give Him our total attention, this is how you get the blessing from God's Word, is by giving Him your whole attention. God said, you shall seek for me and find me when you shall seek for me with all of your heart. If we ever needed to give God our whole attention, it is now. To draw from Him the light, the understanding that we need to be able to go through this season of intense darkness all over the world. Even though deep darkness is on earth today, yet God is light. Our God is light, and He illumines the hearts and the minds of those who trust in Him. Let's draw near to God today, and He will draw near to us, and He will speak to us. He will illumine our mind. He will brighten our beings. He will dissipate every shackles, every fog, every cloud, and every walk of darkness will melt away at the presence of His mighty light. Praise be to God. I'm truly excited today to get to fellowship with you again in God's Word today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come. We draw near to you today in the name of Jesus Christ. We draw near to you who is the eternal light that illumine our hearts and mind today. Give us understanding and show us the way we should go. Speak to our hearts today. Dissipate every gloom and doom and fear and hopelessness. For you are God and forever you reign. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Now, I really have the burden in my heart to somehow share this with you again, possibly kind of a repetition of some sort. And let's begin here, please, today in Psalm 91, which is a psalm that many really have written about and spoken about, and but the psalm is an amazing psalm. Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection, the psalm of divine refuge, being God, being our refuge. And here it says in Psalm 91, she who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. She who dwells, many people have tried to explain what is God's secret place. What is God's dwelling place? How can we really know where we dwell? And I'm reading that for you again one more time in this NIV. And let me see how it says that there from verse 1. And so God is our hiding place. He who dwells in God's secret place. Look at that there in verse 1 of Psalm 91 in the NIV. And it says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the snare, from the fowler's snare, or from the trap of the trapper, and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near you, your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guide you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Now look at verse 14. It says, because he loves me. That's what God's saying now. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Now look at, that's the heart of the psalm. That's the heart of the divine protection. Because he loves me. Because she loves me. Why will I deliver him? Why will I deliver her? Because he's crying? No, because he's in trouble? No, because the enemy is trampling him and destroying him because he's exposed and helpless and hopeless and miserable. I will deliver him? No. Why will I deliver him? Because he loves me. That's the key to the psalm. Because she loves me. Therefore, I will rescue him. I will rescue her. I will protect him. I will protect her, for he knows my name. That what their name means, who I am, who I represent, because he knows my presence. She knows my presence. In his presence is our protection. How can we abide? I mean, let me ask you something. You don't want to dwell or abide or live with somebody totally, completely, make your habitation in and with somebody that you don't love. This is why there are a lot of divorces everywhere. People run away. Children run away from home. They say, my mom doesn't love me. My dad doesn't love me. Nobody loves me, so I'm gone. You see, people run away. Run away. You can only dwell in comfortably and find refuge and protection in the atmosphere of love. I mean, nobody will dwell, make your home, make your habitation, your dwelling with somebody or in a place where you know I'm not accepted. Nobody will have that confidence that somebody will protect you whom you are not sure that really, really loves you. I mean, nobody protects, nobody defends, nobody will give you his secret inner chamber of protection that doesn't truly, truly loves you. Today, we are in a war where people are seeking for refuge. They are seeking for protection in all the places of hatred and wickedness. People are looking for the devil to protect them. They are trying to hide in the deep holes of the occult, of witchcraft and wizardry, of Satanism. They are looking for protection in the devil. Oh, my God. What a shame. What a miserable humanity. You dare grunt to the devil to protect you. Well, that man is my enemy, he want to kill me. That one is my enemy, he want to kill me. And so where are you looking for protection? In the very person, in the very devil, who is using that person, making that person to come against you, who is even empowering that person, that woman, that man, that co-worker, or friend, or whoever it is, the same devil who is making that person miserable, pushing him, empowering him, giving him what to use to hurt you, you are running to the same devil for safety and protection. What a miserable humanity. What a blindness. What a shame. The devil who is basically steering that person up against you, positioning him against you, empowering him against you, motivating him against you, you are under the same devil to protect you from that very person. What a blindness. What an insanity. You can only find genuine and true protection in the one who loves you. who truly, truly, genuinely loves you. And that's why the Bible says, if you dwell in God's secret place, you will abide under the shadow, under his mighty protection. What is God's secret place? The secret place of the Most High God is a place of love. Love is God's secret place. Love is the hiding place. Love is the place of security and defense and protection. You can't run to seek hiding, seek protection from the devil, from the occult, from the witch, from the wizard, against the same devil who is using those people to attack you and destroy you. What a double tragedy. Run to God. Run to the love of Jesus Christ and find security from the forces of evil, from hell's agents. What a shameful humanity. What a miserable world we live in. Looking for light in the places of darkness. Looking for love in the place of darkness, in the place of death and hatred. The one who hates you the most. The one who is using people to attack you, destroy you, ruin your family, ruin your life, ruin your business, ruin your health, ruin your mind. He's the same person you're running to for protection. Lord have mercy. Why don't people run to God for safety? Why don't they run to Jesus Christ for protection? Because they don't want to be holy. They don't want to be righteous. They don't want to repent. They are using evil to attack evil. What a shame. What a miserable humanity. You are looking for protection in the one that hates you the most. Somebody say, Lord, save me. Understand, God's secret place is a place of love, is a place of safety, is a place of protection. You don't go looking for shelter, for hiding, for refuge, for protection in the one that hates you, in the home of your enemy. I mean, that's the worst tragedy, to go looking for protection and help, to hide in the home of your enemy. But we can hide in the home, under the shelter and protection of him who loved us with everlasting love. Our Heavenly Father, we can find refuge and protection and defense. This hour of turbulence and darkness and death and hell and war, where hell is ravaging the earth, where darkness and Satan and hatred and bitterness and envy and jealousy is destroying marriages, destroying homes. People are plundering nations' wealth, robbing, stealing, cheating, letting the masses die, go hungry, perish in the, just perish. But there's a place of refuge. There's a hiding place. When the enemy is, your mind is troubled, like a troubled wave. When your thoughts are killing you, when you are slowly dying in the inside and you've tried everything to see, to find solace for your mind. The place of refuge, my brother, my friend, I plead with you today, is the place of love. Run to love. Run into love. Run into the love of Jesus Christ. Love is a place of refuge, solace, protection from the arrows and the javelins of hell, from the spell of the occult and witches and wizards. This is a hiding place from the storms of life, the place of love. Run to the rock. Run into love. Run to God. God is love. And if you dwell in his secret place of love, where you are totally in love with your maker, you are in love with your God. Daddy, I live for you. That was the secret of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was totally in love with the Father. He said, I and the Father, we are one. We are locked in love. We are inseparable. Who or what can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? Love is a place of security. There are many religious people, many even Christians, believers, preachers, pastors. They do many mighty works for God, but they don't know the security of love. The security of love. In love with Jesus. In love with the Holy Spirit. In love with the Almighty. Jesus said that the world might know that I love the Father. That the world might know I'm not just serving God or working for God. No, I'm anchored in love. I and God, we are one. I can't go down alone. I am so entangled in God and with God that if I'm going down, I have to go down with God. And, you know, God can go down. Now you got it. You are smarter than when we started, you know. Praise the Lord. So what and where is God's secret place of refuge from the storm? The place of love. Here, and I pray you get this revelation. I know people say it is in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is in the word of God. It is in the name of Jesus. It is, many people have a place where they explain, this is the, you know, the place of, you know, security, the Psalm 90 we're talking about, you know, if you dwell in that secret place of the Most High. And that's great. That's wonderful. They're all wonderful. But what is the whole plan of, why did God create heaven and earth? Why did God create humans? What is it all for? What is the reason for creation and existence? Love. That's what God, Moses told Israel. God has set his love upon you. Because he set his love upon you, that's why he brought you out of Egypt from the house of bondage. His eternal plan was that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And he says, because you have made the Lord, which is my, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he says, you shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample on the feet. Look at verse 40. This is the key of it. Verse 40 says, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Why? Because he has set his love totally, completely, absolutely on me. I'm his affection. He lived for me. He loved me with total love, with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind, all his body, all his strength. He set his love upon me. He is glued to me, anchored in me in love. Love makes one. Christ said, I and the Father, we are one. How? Love. A man leaves his father and his mother and they become one together and become what? One body. Love makes one. And now we can begin to understand more when in 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, and look what it says, please. And in verse 16, it says, we know that whosoever is born of God does not sin, does not make a practice of sin. But he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and the wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Think about that. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, Make it not sin his habit, his attitude, his culture, his delight. But he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and the wicked one touches. Can you imagine that you and I can come to a place where we keep ourselves? It's not that God is keeping you, where God says, I'll keep you. But he said, you keep yourself, and the evil one have no access to your being, have no access to your life, have no access to your soul. The evil one, the wicked one, the dark powers of hell have no access, touches you not. There's a place where we can keep ourselves, he, she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The arrow by day, the pestilence by night shall not come near thee. Where is that place? The place of love. Love is the place of the greatest security. It's our hiding place. It's a place of total divine affection. And so, it says, he that's born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one touches him not. Where can I keep myself in this evil world where the wicked one touches me not? Wow, that's great. I mean, anybody on earth would like to. People are paying for insurance. They are running to all kinds of garbages and holes and, you know, societies that everywhere they're looking for all kinds of lodges to hide from. Poor humanity. Lord, save us. Lord, save us. He that is begotten of God keeps himself, keeps herself, and the wicked one touches him not. In Jude chapter 1, Jude have only one chapter, and in verse 21 it says, keep yourself in the love of God. Jude 1, just one chapter. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Where do we keep ourselves? In the love, in love. Keep yourself in love. And the wicked one touches you not. Oh, no man, nothing but love. Speak evil of no man. Think evil of no man. Don't avenge yourself. Let God avenge for you. Remain, stay in love. When you stay in love, you are staying, you are under your mighty protection. You are shielded. You are that is why the devil will use people. He will steer people up to come against you, to hurt you, to for nothing, to step on your toes, to offend you and grieve you. Why? He is trying to quench love, trying to squeeze love out of your heart. Because the devil knows the moment you are out of love, you have no protection. You are exposed. You can do anything you want to do, pray, fast, cast, bind, loose. It doesn't work. It's not so effective. Whatever is not totally rooted and grounded and deepened in love have no total protection. Oh, no man, nothing but love. Love is God's secret place. Don't curse the people who are against you. Don't head them back. Don't fight back. See the devil behind them and said, I love you, I forgive you, I bless you. But you, devil, using this person against me, be bound in Jesus' name, I cast you out. I don't hate the witch. I hate their witchcraft. I don't hate the wizard. I hate their wizardry. I don't hate the occult. I hate the occultism. So the devil empowering them and steering them up against you is the one to be bound. Then disarm them of their evil schemes. By the power of God's love, Christ came to dominate the earth by the power of love. Satan fell from heaven down here on earth to fill the world with hatred and bitterness and envy and jealousy. That's why we have wars and killings and divorces and catastrophe on earth. The devil is at war against agape. He's at war against the pure love of heaven. Jesus Christ is heaven's love wrapped in human skin. He came down here on earth not to bring religion, but to bring heaven's love to the human heart. Ooh, did you understand that? You need to play that tape over again. Are you in love with God? And are you in love with everyone around you? That's power. That's protection. Envy not. Jealous not. Abide in love. Abide in God. If you dwell in love, you dwell in God. For God is love. Not heaven, not earth's love, not human love, but the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Not charity works, not good works. Paul said, if I do all these good things, but doesn't have this love ruling me, dominating me, I'm a noisy, empty gong. Outside of love, you have no protection. He that is begotten of God keeps himself in the love of God, and the wicked one touches him. I challenge you today to fall, return to love, and fall in love with the Almighty God all over again. Totally, completely give him a complete, full access into every part of your being. And hold no grudge against none. And speak no evil against none. And let the wisdom of love and the power of love guide you through this dark domain of this earth, present life. Christ is coming. He will only come for those who are totally in love with him. He won't come for religious tongue talkers, empty-headed, that are full of hatred and bitterness and jealousy and racism and xenophobia. No. He's coming for a bride pure and totally in love with him. Now, may the love of Christ today fill your heart, and I break the power of bitterness and hatred and resentment and every shackles of Satan over your life. I bind. Be loosed and be healed and enter into divine protection, the protection of divine affection, agape, the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Love as he loved and live as he lived and do the works of love every day. Christ is coming for a bride that is totally in love with him. No spot, no wrinkle. I have nothing against none. That's what conquers the world. The power of God's love. You are blessed for hearing this message. Pass it on to somebody else. God bless you. See you again soon.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.